racing. Winx is a champion, and just the fact that Winx is racing is good for the industry, because whilst there'll be people there at Randwick who'll be cheering on Winx, they'll be watching the horse go around, that there'll be, you know, millions of people across this country who'll be turning on their radio sets, they'll be listening in the cars, they'll be turning on their televisions, and they'll also have an interest in how Winx is going to go. And some of these people may not have been really enthused or following racing in the past, but from time to time, when you get a champion horse like Winx, there's a lot of interest that comes out from right across the nation.
Yeah, you're so right. Good on you, Paul. We look forward to many of these chats. When you want to break some racing news, just give us a ring. This is where it all happens. We've got a big Racing HQ family every morning that listen to us, and this is where you need to come to and alert everyone what's going on out there. We appreciate your time this morning.
My pleasure. I look forward to it. Thank you, Andrew.
Thanks, Paul. Paul Toole, our Minister for Racing here in New South Wales. And that field for the Warwick Stakes on Saturday, there's 7 against Winx. Ecuador has drawn 6. Red Excipen 4. Allergic 1. Antonio Giuseppe 5. Inference Barrier 8. Harper's Choice 7. Winx has drawn Barrier 2. And Fox Play Barrier 3. So that's the lineup in the Bob Ingham Warwick Stakes. There's 5 in the Silver Shadow. That's the first race on Saturday. And one of the other features there on the weekend is the up-and-coming 10 lining up in that race. And then you've got the Toy Show with 11. And in the show county, there's 10, including Boss Lane, the Virginian, Daisy Doom that we spoke about earlier with Ron Quinton. At the moment, Randwick for Saturday is a good 4. And counting down, 3 o'clock, the return of Winx on Saturday. After our news break, it'll be the full preview for Canterbury Racing today. And don't forget, between races 1 and 2 at Canterbury today, it'll be the Tab Horse English having an exhibition gallop heading towards the Everest.
In just 3 days, Winx graces the racetrack.
Good morning, Kristen Fard with your Sky Sports Radio news. There's chaos at a Melbourne airport this morning as cab drivers have blocked roads in and out of terminals. The protest comes after Uber drivers were given permission to pick up and drop off travellers. People commuting to and from the airport this morning are urged to allow extra travel time. A toxicology report has revealed golfing legend Tiger Woods had 5 different drugs in his system when he was arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence in May. An ESPN broadcaster said the report showed Woods had 2 different painkillers, an anti-anxiety drug, a sleeping pill, and a marijuana ingredient in his system. Police are looking for Queensland drug dealers who trashed a rented property and stole electricity to grow $850,000 worth of cannabis. Police found 170 mature plants in a home west of Brisbane during a raid yesterday afternoon. To sport, in the NRL, the bitter feud on the Gold Coast is heating up, with young halves Ash Taylor and Kane LG ready to quit unless coach Neil Henry is sacked. Recruitment officers have revealed Taylor and LG will not sign new contracts with the Titans as long as Henry remains in charge. Meanwhile, boxer Anthony Mundine is dead serious about making a comeback to the NRL. He and his manager met with Dragons chief executive Peter Doust yesterday to ask for a shot to wear the red V again. Switching to AFL, Western Bulldogs captain Bob Murphy will join Josh Gibson as the latest AFL players to announce their retirement at the end of the season. In tennis, US Open organisers have confirmed Maria Sharapova will be handed a wild card into the main draw after her 15-month suspension. Meanwhile, Nick Kyrgios has won his opening round match in straight sets at the Cincinnati Masters despite appearing to struggle with fitness. And supercars will hold a secret night test at Sydney Motorsport Park tomorrow as plans to light up Eastern Creek next year with a historic midweek evening race. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab's Quaddy Cash Out. Cash out of your quaddy after the first, second or third leg. Tab, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
On Sky Sports Radio, the traffic report.
Driving around Sydney, save up to 24% on new Allianz comprehensive car insurance policy. when you name your driver and buy online, visit alliance.com.au for a PDS to see if Allianz is right for you. Ultimo Broadway, Abercrombie Street, with the lights blacked down to the power failure. Now, Milsons Point, Bradfield Highway, Pacific Highway. A two-car accident northbound Lane 3 is taken out there. As a result, we still got a lot of traffic over Regent Street Reserve, right over at Alexander, with a two-car accident impacting traffic. Now, want to win the best re-gift ever? It's Car Sales' 20th birthday and the re-gifting over $70,000 worth of prizes. Go to carsales.com.au before September 8. T's and C's apply. I'm Silvio on Sky Sports Radio.
Here's week 16 for Winx.
It's a Winx blitz.
She's a champion.
Winx.
Winx is coming. Be at Royal Randwick this Saturday at Might and Power Race Day
to see Winx's highly anticipated return.
See the world's best turf horse live as she chases her 18th consecutive win. The day will see the whole family entertained as Royal Randwick hosts free kids activities, including a Peppa Pig stage show, a jumping castle, face painting, a petting zoo, and much more. For more information, visit the atc.com.au.
Our form analysts are the very best. One that lives and breathes racing every day is Paul Joyce. Saturday mornings at 10, Paul passes on his sought-after selections. It's another reason not to miss Saturdays on Sky Sports Radio.
Can't choose between your favourite runner? Place a $3 mystery box trifecta on Trackside. And if your three runners finish first, second or third in any order, you win 50% of the trifecta dividend.
Visit your local tab to play Trackside.
Gamble responsibly.
Racing HQ continues on Sky Sports Radio. It's time for a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And at 10 past 10, good morning. Sean Cosgrove with you. We've got racing today at Canterbury, and I'm wondering whether Greg Carmody's got one leg tied to a post so it doesn't get blown away. Good morning, Greg.
Yeah, good morning to you, Sean.
It was windy there last meeting. What's the wind like today?
Yeah, no, it's probably worse than what it was, Sean. It's picked up in the last hour dramatically, and we're getting gusts of about 40 k's now. So, yeah, let's hope it just stays there and doesn't get too much stronger.
What was it like? Is it worse today, much worse than the last meeting?
At present it is, Sean, yeah.
Yeah, all right. So, yeah, it was difficult for horses last meeting. So today, a fair bit of a headwind. You'd probably be looking for horses.
Yeah, running into it down the straight, down the back straight, and sort of tailwind coming home, Sean.
All right. The track today, I imagine it's going to, with the wind, it'll dry out.
Yeah, we're a good tree, Sean, with a panel of 4.56, pretty similar to last week.
All right.
Pretty identical. I've done some irrigation after last Wednesday and just maintained where it was, really.
All right. And the rail today isn't the true, is it?
Goes back to true, yeah.
All right, terrific.
Meters.
All right, well, if we see you floating across town, we'll know the wind's picked up. All right.
I'm not sure.
Greg Poppins, there he goes.
There he goes.
Good on you, Greg. All the best.
Thanks, Sean.
Greg Carmody joining us there at Canterbury today. Now, also joining us is Paul Joyce from RaceNet. Morning, Paul.
Good morning, Sean. Yes, it's a little bit windy at the moment, a little bit showery here and there, but overall I think we'll be in for a good track, as we just heard, rail true. And some really interesting racing, Sean, particularly early in the day. Some very promising, lightly raced horses that I assume we'll be seeing a lot more of in the spring.
All so right.
Keep an eye out for them.
Ray Thomas joins us as well. Morning, Ray.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Good morning, Paul. Good morning, everyone. Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly with what Paul just said. There's some promising horses lining up today. And, Sean, we'll give In Vienna a big cheer for you as well, mate.
Yeah, give her a push. And also Glenn Munty. Morning, Munts. How are you?
Oh, very good. Thank you, Sean. Very happy I'm inside today. We're talking about all this wind. My hair could be all over the place. So,
wow.
Yeah, maybe even on my head.
I mean, the other day when you got those two cut, you said, well, the weight just parted down the middle. That'll do.
Yeah, I got numbers 17 and 32 cut the other day. I'm the only bloke that goes into the barber and gets them cut individually.
And does it with a wet towel.
Yeah, but I tell you what, it's a pretty handy meeting here. With, as Ray and Paul said, with some nice horses and... a horse that was in the news last time it had a run back in April. It hasn't had a start since.
All right. Now, the first there today, and over 1,100, we put out 4 Excelsior and 7 Kafka.
Yeah, well, the market on the first here, Sean, and as I enter the abyss here at Sky Channel, of course, the computer just comes to a screaming halt. So I'll go back to the internet for this race here and tell you that the market has Showtime at $3.90. Fager at $6.50. We've got My Zabrinka at $6.50. Excelsior came out yesterday. There was no deduction taken. Songlike, I've got here as a $2 favourite. And Ready Cat Go at $6.50. Kafka out this morning. There should have been no deduction taken for it as well, and there wasn't. Best supported runner here was Songlike. Actually went back up odds on first thing this morning. It's back to a $2 chance, and that's mainly due to Songlike got a trim up open four this morning, $3.90 now, but a whole lot more money for Songlike than for Showtime.
Songlike has the inside gate, so Tim Clark has a couple of options. I do think number three, Miser Brinker, can cross and lead if he jumps well. He's shown plenty of pace at the trials. And number one, Showtime, he'll be right up there in the firing line. So maybe not leading Songlike, although she could if Timmy Clark really wants to.
Yeah, I've sort of got Showtime tucking in behind those two, Paul, and my speed. Matt, my Sabrinka, Paul's right, hasn't been led in any of his trials. He's a promising horse. Songlike with the inside may try to hold it, but I think Showtime might get the run of the race here, Paul, and I'm going to lean towards him at the 390 over the favourite, Songlike. He is first up, and he's giving away weight and a fitness edge to Songlike, but he's a promising colt. Team Hawks have always had an opinion of him, and they ran him in some of the good two-year-old races last autumn. Probably his best run, I felt, was in the Silver Slipper when he was closing for third behind the eventual Golden Slipper winner, She Will Reign, in Veronillo. That was in a soft five track, so he's a horse who definitely appreciates the firmer racing surfaces. And going on his recent trial win at Rose Hill, Paul, I thought he looked to be in terrific order. He's come back ready to win, I think, first up here, and I'm going to gamble on him getting the right run and finishing over the top of five, Songlike. Can't fault her form. She's bumped into two very smart types in both her runs since resuming. Elise in particular, just too smart for her at Warwick Farm last start, but she lost nothing running a good second, and she's definitely the horse to beat. Miser Brinker, as I said, showed a lot of promise in his recent trials. I've got Fager in just ahead of Ready Cat Go for the fourth place. The only five runners, Paul, they've all got chances. It's a good competitive opener. One show time on top from 5, 3 and 2.
Yeah, definitely, Ray. They do all have a chance. I'm 5, 3, 6 and 2. I'm with the favourite, Songlike. I just think that form looks superior. The second to Elise A. Elise A's going around the favourite in a group race on Saturday. And the inside gate for me just gives Tim Clark those couple of options, which I think could prove the difference, especially considering she's only got 54.5. Number three, Miser Brinker. He looks good. If he gets across and finds the front, he will take some catching. Songlike will have to be right on her game to get past him. He looks a good one. Ron Quinton and Andrew Atkins combining there. And the six, Ready Cat Go, well, she's the opposite. She'll be ridden quietly and be safe for the last shot at them. She's another one that looks good coming through the trials for David Pfeiffer. Karen McAvoy takes the ride. And number two, Fager, I've got him in for fourth, so I think he's probably safely held by some of these lightly raced horses, but maybe that barrier gets in the smother, and in windy conditions, anything's possible. 5, 3, 6 and 2 in the first.
Race two, Pano 2, Villa Carlotta, 7, Could You Be Loved, and number 9, Acumi.
Yeah, we start here with Albumin, who's a $5 chance. Villa Carlotta, who'll go around on Saturday, is out. The deduction, 15 cents a winner, nothing the place. In fact, Albumin now $4.40. Just changed in front of my face there. So 440 Albumin. Villa Carlotta scratched the deduction 15 cents. Groundbreak, back as a gelding today at $7. Schubert, with the tongue tie off, is at $3.70 in favourite. Solar Patch at $4.20. Super X is at $5. Could You Be Loved is out, no deduction. Moss Trip is a $7 chance. And Acume came out this morning, 6 cents a win and nothing to place. Best supported runner here is Solar Patch, despite being was 4 out to $4.20. And another set of changes now. Albumin now $4.20. Groundbreak $7.50. Schubert $3.80. Solar Patch $4.20. Super X $5. And Moss Trip 7. And if you don't think the boys sit in the office and terrorise me every time I do a preview by changing prices, you're not really playing.
Yeah, look, another smallish field, guys. Albumin goes forward from the white gate. Solar Patch not far away. Super X, I think it'll kick up off the inside gate. And Schubert's the other one that goes forward. So only a smallish field, Ray, but I think they'll move along okay.
Yeah, I agree, Paul. I'm hoping Albumin gets across without too much trouble, even though there's only the six runners now. He's just a little awkwardly drawn out there on the outside of them. But look, I was impressed by his comeback in, Paul. He carried 59 kilos that day, and looked under a little bit of pressure at the top of the straight at Hawkesbury, but I was really impressed, particularly by his last 100 metres. He was strong through the line. He's only been to the races four times. The only time he missed a place was on a heavy track in the Value, but at his previous start, second up at Rose Hill back in February, he was really impressive, sweeping past Schubert late over 1,100 at Rose Hill. I think he's a promising type. Yet another good three-way out of the Gerald Ryan stable, and with that good comeback win at Hawkesbury, I think this horse is in the zone and can go back-to-back. Potentially the best horse out of this race could be the three Groundbreak. The fact he's been gelded between preparations is a good pointer. He's resuming first up. Might find Canterbury and 1,200 metres probably not to his liking, but expect him to be swooping home late. The four Schubert, can't fault him. He was good first up at the Beaumont track. Lost few admirers at Warwick Farm last start when he didn't have a lot of luck, and has had a soft trial in between. He's definitely a chance, as is the five Solar Patch. It's two runs back have been excellent. Another competitive three-year-old race, race two here, Paul. Got one album on top. One, three, four, and five.
Yeah, it just goes to show, Ray, again, every runner's got a chance. I've got a few different ones. 6, 5, 8, and 1. On with the 6 Super X for Mark Unum and Tommy Berry. I think he can find the front from that soft gate. I thought it was a very tough win at Kembla, only his second outing. He ran down Cattersby to win, and they gapped the third horse by 5 1/4 lengths. On debut, he ran third behind D'Argento and Smart Edge, and that D'Argento form just keeps standing up week after week. The 5 Solar Patch, I thought he was brilliant first up on top of the ground. Not as good on the soft at Randwick second up, but that is the Shogun Sun and Addictive Nature form line, so I'm really keen to see if that develops. Number 8, Moss Trip. Like the way she's been trialling for the Snowdens, I think she could pounce late. And the 1 Albumin. They've got him in for 4th. Just that little bit of a tricky gate, although with only 6 runners, he could end up in the ideal spot anyway. 6, 5, 8, and 1 in the 2nd.
3rd, we get a full field.
Yeah, and this is the tab.com.au here over 1550, and we start with Dream Lane. Good luck to Reshes and all the fellow owners of Dream Lane today. Tongue tie off. Wish I could put one on him. At $12. No Pushover is a $4.40 chance. Lunar Spin at $15. Satirical Magic for Davy Mills at $11. Up and Rollin' back at the races today, $2.70 and favourite. Nocio at $3.80. Art Ari Gold with the blinkers on but the earmuffs off at $14. Nahima for Bobby Pierce is a $9.50 chance. Only two runners have shown interest in here as Up and Rollin' and No Pushover. Today, slightly more money for Up and Rollin'. Did go up 290, now 270. And No Pushover went up 460, now 440. It's a very, very long way to third pick.
Yeah, well, No Pushover should lead. It should lead quite comfortably. I think the 8 Nahima, the runner that works across to put some pressure on. And outside of that, we've got Nocio perhaps going a bit closer forward today. And Dream Lane, if she jumps, she won't be far off them. But, Ray, I do sense that there may be a slight advantage to the on-paces here.
Yeah, it's interesting, Paul. I'm leaning towards 6 Nocio over the 5 Up and Rollin'. No surprise, there's been good money, as Glenn said, for Up and Rollin'. But look, Nocio's got the fitness edge, and I was really taken by its most recent run. Team Hawk switched it from Melbourne to Sydney. It was a midweeker at Canterbury, and it chased home hard behind Special Missile. He's now won 4 straight, winning at Rose Hill in Saturday class last weekend. Just to frank the form, look, I agree with Paul. I think Nocio might be just a little bit closer than he was at Canterbury last start. And I think Up and Rolling will be giving him a start. And with that fitness edge, I'm banking on the 6 Nocio hanging on from the 5 Up and Rolling, resuming here. A couple of soft trials going into this. A talented horse. Look, he'll be steaming home late. The 4 Satirical Magic loves Canterbury. And with the claim, gets in with a lightweight. He'll run a race here. And the 2 No Pushover. Can't fold its form since resuming. And as Glenn mentioned, there's been money for No Pushover as well. I thought this was a race of 2, Paul. 6 and 5, the horses to beat. 6 Nocio on top from 5, 4 and 2.
Yeah, well, I'm going with the 2 No Pushover on 2, 6, 5 and 4. This horse has only been with Luke Pepper for 2 starts. She's produced 2 wins and they've been dominant victories. I know they've been in easier races, Maruya and Sapphire Coast, but she's going to go straight to the front here. She's got the 3-kilo claim. And the only problem I can see now is with the wind. If it picks up too much, she may be facing the breeze at some stage. But if the conditions are okay, I think she'll be advantaged out in front, and I'm gambling on her to keep going. Number 2, No Pushover. The 6 Nocio, I've got him as the big danger. Love the way you tack the line behind Special Missile. Ray's already told us how strong that form line looks. The five up and rolling, barrier one's a plus for him because he's guaranteed a smother, but he will need an out, and he will be spotting two handy horses a break. So that's why I've only got him in for third. And number four, Satirical Magic, back on top of the ground, a massive plus for him. I think he can be the improver at big odds. 2, 6, 5, and 4.
Righto, race 4, put out 4 Dinky Diadora and 9 Express Point.
Yeah, and this fourth race here is the hashtag the races here, a fillies and mares benchmark 72 over 1200. Erythea for Bjorn Baker, the toppy, is at $4.60. Single and free at $23. Phoenix Claws at 11. Dinky Diadora out, ran yesterday at Newcastle. Just haven't checked that deduction yet. I'll get that for you in a second. Vienna Romance, dual acceptor racing here at $6. Divergence at 19. Sepoy Achiever at $5.50. Next one is Alaskan Wolf, is a $21 chance. Express Point also out this morning, and the deductions for both of those runners. For Dinky Diadora, it's 2 cents and 2 cents, and Express Point it's 3 cents and 3 cents. Daytime Dancer, an $11 chance. Maribel at 10, and Savapinski resuming today with the blinkers off, $3.60 and favourite. Best supported runner today and best supported runner overall is the toppy in Erythea. Did go up $6 in a full field. It was $4.60 last night. It's hovered around that mark all morning. And second pick is the bottom one, Savapinski, who went up as high as $4.20 this morning, is now a $3.60 chance. Put more money on Erythea than Savapinski.
Yeah, well, genuine pace here, guys. Erythea will want the front from that soft gate, but pressure should come from Phoenix Claws. It'll come from Alaskan Wolf. It'll also come from the one Glenn just mentioned, Savapinski, who's been ridden aggressively in a couple of trials. So, Ray, I think for the first time today, we'll see a really genuine tempo in the fourth race.
Yeah, look, I've come back to the top weight here, Paul Erythea. I kept looking for something to beat her, but look, her form's terrific. Both her wins this prep have been soft. She won her maiden very, very easily at Newcastle. Backed that up at the Provincials again at Gosford last start and handled Humility with ease. Humility's franked that form, winning at Newcastle yesterday. And with the claim, she gets in 56.5. She's up and flying. She's drawn the right gate. She'll find the lead again. I concede Paul's point, there'll be pressure here, but she comes back nicely underneath her rider here, and I think she'll be really hard to catch again here, number one, Erythea. I've got her on top in a competitive race. The 7 Sepoy Achiever, it always shown a bit of promise, but I think she's come back now as a 4-year-old mare. She's a much more mature racehorse, and that's showing with her results. Her recent Wyong win late last season was excellent. She was strong through the line here that day. The one concern I have about her today, though, that was a 1350-metre maiden win back to 1200 metres today, and she'll be giving the speedy types like Erythea a start into the straight. The 12 Savapinski is the big watch here. Hard to get a line on this mare, isn't it, Paul? Because only had the one start, one at the Beaumont track back in March. She's by Savabil, but out of a pins mare. So, and she does tend to race up on speed, as Paul mentioned. The two recent trials have been handy and a little awkwardly drawn, but she gets across and gets outside Erythea. She's a definite danger. And how do you leave out the 3 Phoenix Claws? David Pfeiffer's stable is flying, and this mare is in terrific form. 2 easy wins at the last 2 starts. Another competitive race. I've come back to the top weight, Paul, the 1 Erythea. I think she can lead all the way in the fourth. 1, 7, 12 and 3.
Yeah, look, I'm going for an upset here with the 10. I went 10, 1, 11 and 7. A daytime dancer for me on top. I'll be backing her each way at the double figures. Just loved her trial. She's had the 2 trials this time in for John Thompson. She ran 6th behind Spectroscope. She was only beaten a length there after being basically just strangled down the straight. And then last time out behind the Etta and Jasoni, 2 genuine stakes horses, she was once again given a very easy time by Ty Angland. And I just think she's worthy gamble here. There's good speed in the race. Blake Shin will be patient on her and save her up for the last shot at them. And at the double figures, I'll have something on the lightly raced number 10. To beat the 1 Erythea, as Ray said, the form's outstanding. It's strong. There's depth to it. And the 3-kilo claim plus the soft gate, big pluses for her. Number 11, Maribel. Don't mind the way she's been trialling either, having a first start for Joe Pride. The soft gate will suit her. And number 7, the best of the rest for me, Sepoy Achiever. She's come back in great form, so she's got that fitness edge. And, of course, she's got Huey Bowman do the steering. 10, 1, 11 and 7 for me in the fourth.
Right, there we go to race 5. And have a look here. It's the Tab Handicap full field.
Yes, and we'll start with Louboutin here, one of a number of runners that Bjorn Baker has had in the market today, with Jean Van Overmeer as the rider, and it's a $2.50 favourite. What could be for Groovy Scores at $14, Kangaroo at $31, Bring a Secret at $8, Parley Vu, John O'Shea back as a trainer at the races today. Good luck to John. It's a $3.70 chance. Surf and Safari at $14, Eastern Legend at $12, Radical Impact at $26, Charming Lad at $16, I'm Danny's a $34 chance, and Clistra at $11. Once again, only two horses supported here, and they are Louboutin, who went up as much as $2.80 this morning, is into $2.50, and Bring a Secret, who was $8 into $6.50 when we did Formline last night, was the only horse backed at that point. It came into $6 and it's gone back to $8 this morning. Basically no money for it this morning. All the money on it came yesterday and last night. So two runners here supported in race 5.
Yeah, the roughies have the speed here. Numbers 10 and 11, I'm Danny and Clistra. They'll rush forward. Louboutin should lob in the box seat. And the other one that will press forward should be Surf and Safari from the wide gate. So, Ray, I think they'll go along at a decent tempo in race 5.
I like the 5 here, Parley Vu boys, to give John O'Shea that comeback winner. I just think it's the right run here from gate 3. As Paul mentioned, there's good speed out wide to cross in front of Louboutin. Parley Vu, I can see settling either outside Louboutin or just one paired back, but getting a nice run. And look, he's going great guns, this horse. His two runs back have been excellent. He's drawn inside barriers on both of those occasions and hasn't had a lot of luck. First up at Warwick Farm, he got through late when Kings of Leon won. Then last start at Randwick, the form guide reads 5th of 7, but he did get a check when he was backing it out with the leaders inside that final 100 metres. That cost him the place. He should have finished a lot closer. Back to midweek grade, it's an easier race here. With the right sort of a run, I think the 5 Parley Vu looks the one to beat from mine. From the 1 Louboutin, obviously she is the class runner of the race. And when last in work, Bjorn Baker tried her out as a stayer, set her an Oaks prep. Look, I'm convinced she's better around the 1600 metre mark. And last preparation, she did run a very good 5th first up in the light fingers, only beaten 3 lengths behind the likes of Global Glamour and Fox Play. She's good enough to win this despite the big weight. The 7 Eastern Legend, a big watch horse here, resuming, can sprint well fresh, has ability, and the horse that Glenn mentioned has been good money for the 4, Bring a Secret, can't leave it out of the multiples either. 5 Parley Vu on top in the 5th, 5, 1, 7 and 4.
Yeah, we can box these up in the first 4, Ray. I'm 1, 4, 5 and 7. I'm with Louboutin, the 1. She's got a bit of weight, 59.5 after the claim. But as Ray said, she did resume last prep in the light fingers, ran 5th, only beaten 3 lengths behind Global Glamour and Fox Play. I like the fact she's had 2 trials. She's been asked to do a little bit in both of them. And the last trial behind that's a good idea. Showed me that she'd be in the right spot to win this race today. And obviously it is only a benchmark 70, so it's a massive drop back in grade for the 1 Louboutin. 4 Bring a Secret, thought he was unlucky at Warwick Farm last time, got steadied at the start of the race and then bumped into some more trouble on the turn, ran on late to grab 4th there behind Centro Superior. With a bit of luck, he'll be right in the mix today. The 5 Parley Vu, it does map beautifully, as Ray said, gives John O'Shea a chance for his first runner back to be a winner. And the 7 Eastern Legend, well, he is definitely the query runner. We haven't seen him since he was involved in that fall back on the 31st of May. No trials to go on, so let's just see how he looks in the yard, see if there's any late money for him. 1, 4, 5 and 7 in the 5th.
Righto, race 6, pull out 5, Rockefeller, 6, Epic Dan, 11, Vienna Romance.
Yeah, this is the Schweppes handicap here. This is a benchmark 74 over 1,100. We start with Akasaki here as an $8.50 chance. Cockles at 23, Grammar School at 26. Could have been with the winkers on at $5.50. Rockefeller out this morning, 4 cents a win and 1 cent the place. Epic Dan out this morning, 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. Princess Posh with the winkers off is a $6 chance. Rebel Miss at $7.50. In Vienna, good luck everyone, $5.50 today. Desert Marshall at 26. Vienna Romance, it's racing earlier today. Came out on Monday, 6 cents a win and 2 cents a place. Professor Marks at 34, and the favourite is Beacon at $2.90. Best supported runner and best supported runner today is Princess Posh. Went back up $8 this morning. Is now a $6 chance. Second pick overall is Beacon. Was 3 into as short as 270. It's gone back to 290.